Where's the beef? Well, the cattle industry is the subject of our reality check today. Reporter Stuart Yurton joins us from the Honolulu Civil Beat offices in Kaimuki. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
Well, I was happy to see your article because, quite honestly, I read the op-ed in the paper this morning about a meatpacking monopoly that's rising in Hawaii. But your article today really gives context as to what's happening.
Yes, well, we try to. It's there is a monopoly. It appears one person, Frank Vandersloot, Idaho rancher, has bought up about 70% of the meat processing capacity in the islands here. And the question really is that good or bad for the state?
And so what were you able to find out? I mean, I understand there's a legislative hearing today on this.
Right. So the Senate Agriculture Committee is going to hear a bill, and the bill would put restrictions on Mr. Vandersloot's operations, what he can do. The original bill requires him to essentially set aside half of his capacity for ranchers and brands other than his own house brand. So essentially this is Parker Ranch is the main operator, and they have the Paniolo brand local beef, and they really want to make sure that they have access so they can keep doing what they do and they don't get shut out.
And tell us about Mr. Vandersloot.
Well, Mr. Vandersloot made a lot of money, billions. He's a billionaire, and his fortune really comes from a healthcare product line. It's sort of a pyramid marketing or multi-level marketing program, and he made a lot of money doing that. And he bought ranches, as very wealthy people tend to do. Bought a bunch of ranches in the western United States and Idaho and other states, and eventually moved to Hawaii and bought a house here. I'm not sure if he spends full time here, but he spends part of his time here, and really started getting involved in the meat processing industry here.
And I know there are two plants here, right? One on the Big Island, one on Oahu, and I think I've been to that one on Oahu, which is a USDA approved facility.
Yeah, what was it like? Because we weren't able to get in on short notice.
Well, this was when it first opened, and, very strict. I remember calling having to dip my boots in, a bleach solution as you walk from room to room. And so, it was just really an amazing facility, just to see here on the island.
Yes. Well, and he, Mr. Vandersloot, has a lease. It's state-owned. He has a lease for that facility and one on the Big Island, and he is going to increase capacity. And as much as some of the folks like the Parker Ranch people and some other bigger ranchers there on the Big Island don't like it, a lot of small ranchers like this idea because they say they've really been shut out. It takes a long time to process their cattle, and they are really happy about it. For instance, I talked to someone, Francis Kama Silva with Barbed S Ranch here on Oahu and Waianae, and she said she's stoked that Mr. Vandersloot's coming. They've had virtual meetings, et cetera. The other interesting turn of events was this morning we reported that the Hawaii Cattlemen's Council supported the House version of the Senate bill that's being heard today. And the Cattlemen's Council, that was true. They did support the House companion bill. They wrote me today to say, no, they no longer support it. They've heard from a lot of their small ranchers, and now they are saying they're commenting and not actually testifying in support, which is a difference, and it shows that the ranchers really are divided on what's going on here.
So I guess the question is everybody going to get a fair shake under this deal? And,
right.
Who's going to get hurt if there is a monopoly here?
Right. And, you know, I did speak to Mr. Vandersloot's attorney, Paul Alston, and Mr. Alston said, he said, look, there's a lot of Mr. Vandersloot hasn't done anything wrong yet. He is not engaged in unfair trade practices of any kind. He doesn't intend to. He doesn't need to. He's a billionaire. He has plenty of money. And that there's such a spotlight on him now that it would be really hard for him to do anything wrong. I don't know if that's true, but that's his attorney's argument, and it is fairly persuasive.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see what happens at this afternoon's hearing. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. He covers business stories. Visit civilbeat.org to read his story on the cattle processing controversy.